John.
And have you ever heard a name for white people, you know, who are real lazy and don't care about anything?
Lazy people's all I've ever heard of it.
And what about you said that niggas might call white people crackers?
Yeah, I've heard them call them white crackers.
Now, what does that mean?
Just a byword they have to call them, just a nickname for calling them a name. They don't.
Well, what about white lazy people?
They call them white lazy people.
Would niggas call them that?
Yeah, they call you most anything if they get, or they can get a little something against you.
And, if somebody lived out in the country and didn't know anything about the way things went on in the city, and he came into the city, and people asked him about something, he might say, I don't know anything about city ways.
Well, he'd say, I don't know anything about the life of the city ways of the people here in town.
And people might say, well, why is that? He'd say, well, I'm just an old what?
Countryman.
And now, what's a craft, what's a Hoosier?
I don't know now what that is.
You ever heard of a Hoosier?
Yeah, I've heard them call that, but I didn't know what it was.
Who have you heard call that?
I hear people call sloppy people that drink. He's just an old Hoosier, and that's all I've ever caught here.
And, we said this man came into town, old countryman. He said he was just an old countryman. Well, what would people in town call him?
Old Hoosier, I reckon, because he just didn't know what he was talking about.
Oh, so they could call him a Hoosier?
I figure that's what they call him. I don't know.
You don't really know?
I don't really know, but he wouldn't be a knowing nothing. They'd have to call him something.
Well, if it wasn't quite midnight, it was 10 minutes before or something, almost, it was just a few minutes before, and I said, what time is it? You'd say, well, it's
a few minutes before 11 o'clock.
So you could say it's, what's another way of saying that? It's what, 11 o'clock? It's
10 minutes till 11. I'd say 10 minutes, whatever it was, 10 minutes or 15 minutes or something.
Well, so if it's just getting close and you don't know the exact time, you might say, if you had to leave somewhere, you might say, well, we better be getting home because it's
getting late.
And what would you say if you slip and then you catch yourself, and you didn't completely fall down? You might say, well, this is a dangerous place. I
slipped.
And now, if it would be another way to say that. You ever heard that said?
I'd like to have an accident or something like that, and it is. On the way of having an accident, you just had something to get to. That's what I thought I'd do that one, and I thought I weren't close enough to catch the tape.
You say you'd like
to have an accident.
Uh-huh. Now, if somebody's waiting for you out in the car, and blowing the horn and saying, come on, Ms. Elmore, you might say, well, and if you were almost ready, you'd say what?
Just give me a few minutes.
And if you know you're on the right road to go somewhere, but you aren't sure how far it is, you aren't sure about the distance, you can ask somebody, how
far is the person that I'm wanting to go see? How far does she live from me?
And if you want to know, how many times something, how many times something is done, you say,
how many times, or how many times do I do this, or how many times must I do this? That's it.
Well, if you want to know the frequency that somebody went to town.
How many times you been to town this week? That's how many times.